Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. All right, Justin, you understand how this here game is played.
Sure do, bro.
All right, fantastic. You have your choice today of one of three stories. We offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, License to Spill, where you got the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Let's go with dealer's choice.
What are you guys thinking?
Spill?
Spill.
Okay.
Spill it is.
License to Spill.
Sorry, damn. My bad.
We go to Palm Coast, Florida, where firefighters responded to a burning semi-truck of cargo along I-95. Now, units were dispatched to the northbound I-95 at mile marker 294. Not that that matters, but that's where they arrived to find that flames coming from the semi's cab were spreading into the front of the trailer. Now, crews, they managed to stop the fire before it reached the semi's fuel tanks or the rest of the trailer, and it appears that the fire started from a tire, which may have been flat and then overheated. Now, the good news is there were no injuries. The problem is the cargo itself was ruined, which brings us to the question, what was the truck hauling? Was it watermelons? Was it peanuts? Was it chicken? Not real one, or not live ones, but, you know, processed chicken. Or manure. So watermelon, peanuts, chicken, or manure. What burst into flames on this truck in Florida?
Well, manure would be a pretty crappy situation. But what are you guys thinking?
I like
manure. Justin, I'm going manure.
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 And I think manure can catch on fire.
Yes, it can.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that chickens do.
Again, these are not living chickens. Plainly.
They're chicken parts?
Chicken parts,
yes. Well, chicken parts would still be hard to catch on fire.
Fair enough.
Manure.
Manure for Ted. Justin?
Yo. Let's run the gamut, though. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right. Three for manure.
Clean sweep of poop.
Yeah.
Was that truck full of watermelons, peanuts, chicken, or manure? We'll find out next.
That was a
tea. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Story is licensed to spill as we head to Florida. Firefighters had to respond to an 18-wheeler that caught on fire on 95. Question is, what was in that truck? Watermelons, peanuts, chicken, or manure?
And Justin, that is the question that we posed to you. And you went for the clean sweep of manure, a.k.a. manure. All three. Yeah.
Damn! Yeah,
incorrect. It was not a flaming pile of S. Believe it or not, it was watermelons.
Oh, damn.
How do watermelons catch on fire?
Well, I don't know. Again, they think that the truck had a flat tire, the tire burst into flames, and I would have never guessed that watermelons were particularly flammable. Given the name and the
I've seen people throw them on the grill.
I've seen that, but it's not like...
they don't catch on fire.
Yeah. Oh, God, watermelon hats.
No! Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. It's a Monday, so you got a lot of them. You got Bill Maher.
Okay.
Weekend Update. The Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there. The title is guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
America Airlines is introducing a new first class option called Flagship Suites that features privacy doors, a cool touch pillow, and a live flat bread. American Airlines, get pregnant with us.
SNL.
Yeah. Yep.
American Airlines has introduced a new first class option called Flagship Suites that features privacy doors, a cool touch pillow, and a lie flat bed. American Airlines, get pregnant with us.
The new Pope, now he is the leader of 1.4 billion Catholics, five of whom still actually go to church.
Bill Maher.
Lee Tesman.
That is Bill Maher.
New Pope. Now he's the leader of 1.4 billion Catholics, five of whom actually still go to church. So.
A yearly report is out on the top dog names, and most of them are what you expect, like Daisy, Max, Cooper. Just messing out on the top 10 once again, Pete.
That's a
Ted Smith.
That was me.
Damn it.
You know what's number 10?
What?
Teddy.
Teddy? Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
I encourage human names.
What would you name it? Dennis?
If I had a dog?
Yeah.
Maybe Bill?
Bill.
Yeah.
I like that.
Bill. Ah, Bill's eating trash again.
Bill! Come on, Bill.
Come on, Bill.
Bill Poop.
Bill.
Right? Come on.
Bill Poop.
Bill, did you pee in the house? The Catholic Church has elected the first ever Pope from America. And as an American Catholic, I could be not be more proud, which is a sin, and now I'm ashamed.
Colbert.
Fallon?
Weekend Update.
The Catholic Church has elected the first ever Pope from America. And as an American Catholic, I could not be more proud, which is a sin, and now I'm ashamed.
Weight Watchers is filing for bankruptcy protection to eliminate more than $1 billion in debt. But you know they're just going to gain it all back.
I'm guessing update.
Fallon? That's Weekend Update.
Weight Watchers said that it is filing for bankruptcy protection to eliminate more than $1 billion in debt. But you know they're just going to gain it all back.
Now, listen, as radio professionals, I'm all for trying to keep the show going. But there's sometimes you got to stop, right? For instance, if Miles passes out on the ground, we'll probably go to break. Fox News?
Maybe.
Not so much. This is from over the weekend. One of the co-hosts, you could tell, she absolutely has an episode, passes out, and the guy tries to keep going.
It's not about ideology, or it's not about...
Oh my goodness. We're just going to get some help here for Cameron. Let me come back to Lydia while we get some help for Cameron here. Lydia, the President, we're going to go to a break right here. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Yeah, go to break.
Yes, get up and help her.
She passed out during
the took a header.
Right, during the segment.
He just looked down like, we need someone to help her. What are you, right here, dude?
You think the producer was like, brother, we're going to break.
Yeah, we saw that last. I think it was Friday or whatever. He's like, man, you have no human instinct whatsoever.
Yeah, he's got to look down. Like,
yeah, look at that. Yeah.
We go to Ted.
Dummy. Told you to eat more.
And what's the person you're throwing it to asking the question? Like, what are they supposed to say?
They're probably, help.
Dude.
Yeah.
Working on it. Damn.
Also, you ever had one of those, like, I don't know that I've ever just, like, fainted like that?
No.
But I've gotten close before. It is such an odd feeling.
It is. And you could see her not clicking there for a second. Like, if you watch it.
Well, you heard her talking.
She's having a hard time just even putting the thoughts together before she just absolutely falls.
Yeah, and your brain kind of deletes that time. The only time I ever... Correct. I've passed out twice in my life. I did it once on the bus when I was reading a book, and the other time I was in a veterinary surgery. It was after hours. My mom and I needed to be in there to help out real quick for just some little procedure. And... what I saw freaked me out enough to where I remember my vision going a little bit hazy, and then I blinked and I was on the ground. I don't remember anything about falling over.
Yeah, I mean, it happened to me one time on a party bus. I don't count that time, though. It was like, just cleared a 6-footer.
Good work, Ted.
All right, Mike, what show do I like to watch on Sunday?
You absolutely on Sundays love to watch Drive to Survive.
Meet the Press.
Oh, The Foods of Built America.
Thank you, sir. Our season is over.
Oh, no.
So I started a new one last night.
What you got?
How Disney Built America.
All right. All right. They did. They changed movies, man.
It is wild. I fathomed like what Disney did, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, you have you have Disney, you have the movies and everything else, but even just the parks, right?
Oh,
Like you had Disneyland, right? And at first, it was just the park. And then people kept showing up to where he was making the artist drawings.
Okay.
And they were like, is this where Mickey lives? And he was like, well, yeah.
Sure.
And they were like, well, can we meet him? And he was always like, well, no, he's a cartoon, but you can go down to the park. So after years of this, he's like, wait a minute. Why don't we have a Mickey in the park?
Right.
Right? So now you wouldn't give it two thoughts if you went to a theme park and there wasn't a mascot of some sort.
Of course.
You'd be like, this place sucks.
Yeah. You know? Well, maybe even not. A baseball game. You expect one.
Right.
Correct.
Even if you have to make one up.
And I don't know that every adult is like me, but there is the magic of the mascot. Like, my buddy got pictures of Crispy the other day down in White Center. He's the mascot for the...
fish sticks.
For the fish sticks.
Ah, okay.
I was like, fish Crispy. Sticks.
It's like a wooden bat, like half league season over in White Center.
Oh,
Dubs.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But he got a picture of Crispy getting into his car, and I said, I don't want to see it. Right? I don't want to know what Crispy looks like.
No, man.
I want to know him as Crispy.
You know? What does Crispy drive?
He drives a very responsible vehicle. I think it was like a Camry or something.
Damn right it is. You know why? Because Crispy cares. He takes care of his finances.
Right. So Disney, like Walt's like, all right, we should do that. And then he's over in Europe and sees the monorail.
All right.
Right?
All right.
And to be honest with you, when he put that in at first in Disneyland, people had never seen it. There hadn't been one in the United States. So people just thought of it as a ride. Then when they start building Disney World, basically the layout of the parks is so that monorail can go everywhere. Obviously, they're everywhere now. We have them in Seattle. Somebody said there's one in New Jersey. I was like, ugh. Mm. But, you know, monorails are a lot of places. But, like, if you've ever gone to Disney World and stayed on Disney property, it's awesome. Because, A, you could take their buses everywhere. But also where the monorail goes just takes you.
Yeah.
And when they built that contemporary hotel, it was like mind-blowing. They're like, you're going to have it stop inside? I mean, look, I'll be dead honest with you. When I go to Disney, I always go there. Because it's just like, look at this. The monorail took us inside of a hotel.
I mean, it's kind of cool, what you say.
Yeah. Also, heads up. generally, you got to look, make sure there's not a ton of kids around. But if there's not kids around, if you ask the person, they'll let you sit up front and give it a little fake, like, I drove the monorail.
Oh, really?
But you just got to be careful because you don't want to, like, push kids out of the way.
Right.
The other crazy thing is I didn't realize this. Like, basically, until Disney shows up, there wasn't amusement parks like that.
No.
That were themed. Now, again, like, think about any amusement park you've been to, right? SeaWorld's like, we got S from the sea. Right?
That is their exact
Florida used to be big on water skiing shows.
Yeah.
Like they pyramid
like
up.
Like in Jaws 3.
Oh, yeah.
Big Lake or what? Yeah.
And just like Jaws 3.
That was kind of their, that was kind of what they were known for.
Right. So then after Disney shows up, and it's wild. Like, I forget the guy's name, but he's talking about how they're going to get into merchandise and everything. This guy takes every cent he has out of his savings account. He sews a few thousand dollars. I mean, this is the 60s. Into his sport coat, and he walks into Walt's office, and he just starts pulling out money. And he goes, "You give me this job, you can have that money. I'll make you, 1,000 times more than that." Mm-hmm. And it's the truth, because then people start buying the merchandise. So it's like they almost kind of inadvertently invented a ton of stuff out of just making Mickey Mouse cartoons
branding. Right?
Yeah,
brand. Mm-hmm. Those three circles are one of the most recognizable brands on the planet.
Correct.
It absolutely is.
Right. And I'll tell you what, when you see some of the old Mickey Mouses where his ears aren't like out and round, it is frightening. Looks like some kind of weird, like really creepy animal. And they're like, what are we going to do with this? It's like the guy's first thing is like, well, let's bring his ears out so we notice him.
Make him look approachable.
Yeah, because he doesn't look like a mouse.
No, he used to just look like kind of like a real, like a rat.
Yeah, a rat. A Chuck E. Cheese rat.
And his name was Mortimer.
Mortimer. Yeah, his wife talked about it. She was like, Walt. Yeah, because he was trying to design something for kids, and she had to explain, look, man, Mortimer is not a name. Based on the character you're trying to create, Mortimer's not the name to work with. Wow.
Yeah. Right, Mortimer, you know what I mean? Mortimer,
he's an old crappy neighbor.
Right, he has family money from wherever. He owns three buildings downtown.
I feel like Eeyore could have been named Mortimer, and it still works.
Yeah, exactly. Mortimer is just I only know it from, what's the movie, Miles?
Trading Places.
Mortimer. Also, let's talk about the bad stuff over the weekend. Mariners were on fire. I blame myself. I told Mike this. I was like, I'm starting to believe in him. He said, don't do it.
I told everybody.
They got swept. Mm-hmm. Toronto just came in and kind of owned them.
Also, the kitchen sink.
Yeah. And Aaron Judge is probably having one of the best seasons of anyone ever in the history of baseball right now. So we got to deal with him.
Yeah, now he's coming to town.
Yep. Aaron Judge is coming to town.
Somehow, though, with the Mariners, I feel like they'll get at least a game or two from the Yankees where they couldn't get close to the Blue Jays over the weekend.
We couldn't touch them, man.
And then I had this conversation with at least four people this weekend. Everybody says the same thing. Yeah, I don't watch a ton of basketball or a ton of hockey.
But,
man, I've been watching these playoffs. And it's...
Yes!
It's the truth. And I don't know how to explain it. Round one, hockey playoffs were much better. Now, the basketball playoffs have gotten good.
Yep.
You know, you got overtime games. You got this or that. So just kind of, I call them like sneaky good sports weekends. But that's the problem, too, I think, when you have 82 game seasons. Like, right. The NFL has less games. And honestly, I know there's an uptick in NFL playoffs. To me, it's harder to notice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because every game is so important. And those guys, you know, like they say, like you go week to week. W's on Sundays are so important.
They're huge.
Whereas, like, I don't know if the hockey players or basketball players do it on purpose, but watch the NBA playoffs. The officiating is completely different.
Way different.
And then you watch the NHL guys, and it just somehow it looks like they're faster. And they're just on it. So I don't know if they're doing it on purpose, but, I mean, just great playoffs if you want to check out any of that stuff. And obviously tonight you still got that going on with some Mariners action.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
All right, here we go. Zoo in China loses an animal who escapes as authorities now check every restaurant in town.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, new curriculum includes choking someone out when you are getting down. New Jersey candidate strikes gold on feetfinder.com. An ex-Marine attempts every challenge on Earth while remaining calm. And an Airbnb guest realizes that there's a painting of their own kid in those other people's home. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to New Jersey, where a political candidate has a little PR work to do. She's a former school board member in the area and has recently put her hat into the ring for a spot in the state assembly. It's not her first attempt at political office, as she came up short in her race for county clerk as well as county commissioner, but has come to light about her side hustle as she makes decent money selling photos of herself online for subscribers. But before you jump to conclusions, none of her photos are pornographic in the traditional sense, as she is selling photos on a website called feetfinder.com.
All right.
Oh, good for her.
She charges a modest amount for a basic subscription to her page and also takes requests at a small upcharge, telling subscribers, quote, "After being a good girl for so long, I'm in my slutty era, and flirting is my superpower.
DM
me for socks and panty purchases."
Okay, so I dug into this a little bit. So,
oh, did you?
People will request, like, they want her to smash her foot into, like, an apple pie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or just weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not... It's just weird.
That rabbit hole, you can go down pretty far in that one.
So it's like, you need to pay the $20 for the pie first.
Yeah.
And then like $5, right. And then like, you know, it's going to take me time to go to the store and buy this pie, so.
I got
to
do this, man.
If I'm doing this, it's going to be $30.
Right. Well, I kept reading the piece. I was looking at it. This was a New Jersey publication that put this thing out. There's like, there's nothing illegal about what she's doing. It's like.
Why bring it up?
Then why are we talking about it? Right.
Right. Then who cares?
This just sounds like, hey, you guys know that she's selling her feet online?
I'm with you. It's like, hey, you can look at her feet.
Right.
That's what you just said. You know, she's doing nothing. And the thing is, as a result of this, business is going to go up.
Correct.
Most of us did not know that she's doing that. Money. So if you're into feet, check out this chick.
There you go.
You can write off pedicures.
Right. You honestly could.
Business expense.
So there you go. Good luck there, feet chick. In other news, sticking with fetishes, we go to the UK, where a proposed sex ed lesson is getting a little blowback. This one's awesome. A school board in Wales commissioned a lesson plan and presentation for the required relationships and sexuality education curriculum, which is required in the country between the ages of 3 and 16.
Damn,
they are not shying away teaching these kids about sex, right? All the topics were put together on a PowerPoint presentation, a draft of which was shown to a board of educators and parents to make sure all of the content was in line with community standards. But the curriculum caused a little bit of controversy when it came to the matter of consent, with one slide reading, quote, "It is never okay to start choking someone without asking them first."
Oh, damn. They're getting real specific.
Well, it depends on what you're choking.
The idea of endorsing non-lethal strangulation has caused an uproar in the community, as it is deemed illegal to choke any persons in the country with or without their consent.
That's a good point.
The board that put the presentation together has backpedaled on the slides concerning the matter.
Why did they bring it up?
Saying that the slides, they were merely inaccurate or out-of-date information that was either updated or removed from the presentation stage.
Don't put scrambled eggs in the hoo-ha. I mean, it's just like, look, why bring it up? Just, this is sex, and then whatever you do to make it better for you is cool.
Now let's get into the asphyxiation aspect of things.
Let's get into this fun stuff. You know, if you cut off oxygen to the brain, it makes it wild,
man. Like when you're right in your dead spot, man, you're about ready to die.
Nevertheless, several officers got involved, or rather officials got involved, to voice their concerns about the matter and hammer home the dangerous and illegal nature of the act. They said the presentation was never shown to children.
That's why we don't have NXS anymore.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, come on.
What in the hell?
They were a good band.
Don't do what he did, kids. Right. Not that you're thinking about it, but here's what he did.
Right. Don't do this totally awesome thing.
Remember Kung Fu?
Yeah. Grasshopper not alive anymore.
Just make sure that you get consent before you start choking them out.
Yeah, good God, man.
Like, guys,
just think with the basics out there.
Or in my case, if I'm in the middle of it, just go ahead and throw a hand on my throat.
She might be alarmed if you put clothespins on your nipples.
I would seriously wonder if someone's trying to kill me. Because that would make sense.
Yes. Just trying to kill you in the middle of it.
I hate him.
Doggone it. I get him when he's vulnerable.
You trying to be erotic, baby?
Choking.
I cannot stand you.
Just working this thing. No, I'm taking care of you, baby. We stay in the UK for a story that did not need to be told. The Daily Mirror put out a piece about a family that felt the need to lock the door of their B&B bedroom because they were quote-unquote freaked out. They were on their way back from a skiing trip when they felt the need to stay the night somewhere along the drive home. They found a nice B&B, got themselves all settled, but were quickly unsettled when they laid eyes on a painting that was inside of their room. They tell local media that it bore an uncanny resemblance to their young son, and this revelation was enough that they felt the need to lock the door due to the skeeved-out feeling that they all got. Upon further review, the painting did look exactly like the young lad. If he had long braided hair, wore farming clothing, and was a girl, that looked nothing like the kid.
Yeah, if he looked different.
Right.
Oh, it's just like my kid. If my kid looked nothing the way my child looked. Why is this a story?
I don't know.
I have seen many paintings of children that look nothing like my kids.
Right.
That is not news.
And that...
oh my God, look at that. That looks nothing like my kid.
Right. Even when I read the headline, you know, the little short sentence that they give you, like they were skeeved out by this painting that looked like their kid. I'm like, did the dude paint it in the middle of the night? Like, what is all that? And then
take
I scroll down.
Take the damn thing off the wall and put it back on when you leave.
There you go.
Yeah, put a blanket over it.
This is not. It's like a light switch. We couldn't believe it. We walked in, the light was on.
My God.
Well, turn it off. You don't want to know.
Exactly.
It's a picture, man.
And it didn't look like your kid. And
no.
The part that bothers me is that they took photos of it, sent it to the Daily Mirror, and they're like, this looks just like my kid. And they said, run the story. Like, why? Why?
Right.
Criminy. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Europe, where an impressive feat has been accomplished. A Royal Marine is spending his retirement days keeping himself in shape as he's just finished an 8,000-mile triathlon.
Good God.
I know, and it gets worse. It started with swimming as the man took to the water and swam across the English Channel. An impressive 21-mile crossing. Which I did not know that that's how wide that damn thing was.
I don't know either.
21 miles across the English Channel, and then that turned over into his bicycling heat. Keeping up with the extremes, he cycled an astonishing 7,456 miles.
Jesus.
From his crossing point of the English Channel all the way to India.
Is he having a Forrest Gump moment?
Where
I
he
think he's having a midlife crisis.
He abandoned his bike and went for a light jog of 559 miles to the base camp of Mount Everest, which he then climbed at the conclusion of his run. He made it all the way to the top and proudly realized his dream of climbing the daunting mountain that he had dreamed since he was 8 years old.
So to him, climbing Mount Everest is the dream.
Yeah.
You swam the English Channel. Yeah. You biked, what, 7,800, 5,000
miles? Physically got there off with his feet.
Right. But you're like, I climbed Mount Everest. Like, everything you did before that, to me, is more impressive than Mount Everest.
Right.
Not because Mount Everest ain't a mofo. It's just a lot of people climb Everest now.
Sure.
Most people don't do all of the other crap that you did before you did
that.
How
many calories he eat a day?
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
I mean,
I wonder what his steps say, like on his iPhone.
Yeah.
You have 475,000 steps a day.
You can Michael Phelps that. You could eat like 20 Big Macs.
Oh, yeah.
You could do whatever the hell you want. I mean, seriously, you could eat your way across the world.
Exactly. Bedroom Sports. The Mariners hosted the Toronto Blue Jays over the weekend. And I'm sorry to say that the 9-series streak has come to an end as the Mariners were no match for the Blue Jays, getting swept by Toronto over the weekend.
I know you went yesterday. Were there people in the stands?
There was a lot of people in the stands.
Did the Blue Jays fans come down?
Oh, yeah. They absolutely did come down.
Okay.
You know, the upper decks weren't quite as full as they usually are when the Jays come to town, but there was definitely the lower bowl was completely full on Mother's Day.
Good.
I just expected after we'd already lost the series 2-0, figure, okay, Sunday, I'm going to the game. We at least have a win coming. Nope. An absolutely floored performance by the doggone Mariners.
And the Yankees are in town tonight. It's not going to get any easier.
Exactly. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, as Miles said, we got NBA playoffs on ESPN, playoff hockey on TNT and True TV, Seawolves rugby tonight over on Fox 13 Plus, and the Mariners, yes, are hosting the Yankees for a 3-game series starting tonight over en route. As far as your weather, partly cloudy skies are bringing temperatures down to about 50 degrees tonight, and then tomorrow we can expect mostly cloudy skies and a high right in the mid-60s. That's every headlines with that. Let's go, Mariners. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Sit and Spin with the lovely Terry Daly and Steve Miggs.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all up about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.